This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Farmers in much of the country are probably thinking more right now about when the ground's going to thaw than planting schedules and crop yields. But while they wait for warmer weather, they've got some data to pore over. We got the latest trade report from the Department of Agriculture last week, how ag imports and exports shook out through most of 2023. And so far, it looks like for the third time in 5 years, we imported more agricultural products than we exported, amounting to almost a $20 billion ag trade deficit through November. From Harvest Public Media, Will Bauer has more on that.
About 40 miles southeast of St. Louis, farmer Chris Houghton swings open the door at the top of his 35-foot grain bin. On this windy afternoon, Houghton needs to check his corn to make sure it hasn't spoiled. He does so by plunging his arm deep into the grain bin.
Take your hand.
You can go in that deep, your grain's fine. If it's really getting bad, you'll get this deep, and that's as far as you go.
Otten's corn is still in good shape, which is important because he's getting ready to take the crop to the Mississippi River in a few days. There, he'll sell his thousands of bushels of corn, soybeans, and wheat to be shipped on barges. Many of his products may end up going to other countries as exports. Traditionally, the U.S. exported more ag products than it brought in. It's what economists call a surplus economy. But last year, agricultural imports outpaced exports by record margins. That's concerning to farmers like Houghton.
That is ideal for us to get back to where we're exporting as much as we possibly can.
Because when the U.S. exports more ag products than it imports, the idea is we're selling more than we're buying. Good for the economy, right? So is the ag trade deficit something to lose sleep over?
There's certainly a lot more to it than what might meet the eye initially.
Doug McCaleb is with the U.S. Trade Representative's office. He says the agricultural trade balance in 2023 can be a little misleading.
The U.S. is very much still a breadbasket to the world. We're growing things and successfully exporting them around the globe.
In other words, exports haven't tanked. It's just that imports have gone up. University of Illinois professor Bill Ridley says that's the biggest reason for the deficit.
And of course, the more you import, holding your exports mostly constant, that's going to shrink your trade surplus or create a trade deficit.
Americans are buying more agricultural imports, avocados from Mexico, coffee from Brazil, and canola oil from Canada. Demand for those foods continues to grow, so the U.S. is importing more to keep up. But there's something else going on here that has less to do with food and more with a strong American dollar. Tanner Emke is an economist at CoBank.
A strong dollar makes our exports non-competitive overseas, and it makes imports more competitive.
That means imports are more affordable to Americans.
Our stronger dollar gives us more purchasing power, and so therefore we can afford to bring in more imports.
So imports on the rise and a strong American dollar are part of the ag trade deficit. The trade balance will probably even out again when the dollar weakens. In the meantime, Ridley, the University of Illinois professor, isn't too worried. Trade deficits are a normal part of any consumer economy.
I have a trade deficit with a grocery store. It's that I go there every week and I spend money and they never spend money on me in return. Like, I buy a lot from them, but they don't buy any of my stuff.
He says that's okay because he contributes to the economy in other ways.
Teaching through the university.
For this fiscal year, the USDA is projecting another ag trade deficit, this one to the tune of $30 billion. Ridley says imports aren't inherently bad and exports inherently good. They're just consumption. In St. Labori, Illinois, I'm Will Bauer for Marketplace.